Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I can't even trust the Reds to lose, despite them putting up an egg last night against Pittsburgh. So the Mets have to take care of business. To me, it's very simple. Win these five games, put everyone out of their misery, and let's go. I can't trust that they're going to do that. But I'll tell you one guy I do trust. And one guy who deserves all the praise in the world on this Wednesday afternoon. And sometimes I don't think we respect him enough. Sometimes I don't think we give him enough praise. And I think the reason he doesn't get enough praise is because nobody ever is going to be Mariano Rivera. And we all know that. But there has not been a closer in this town, outside of Mariano, because he's the GOAT, who is as dominant and honestly, as trustworthy as Edwin Diaz. Look, Edwin Diaz may end up blowing a big save. He could blow a game tomorrow. I don't know. But here's what I know about him. The moment won't do him in. The moment did Aroldis Chapman in. The moment did Armando Benitez in.
Right.
The moment has done everybody in not named Mariano Rivera. And what this guy did last night, by coming into a two-run game against the heart of the Cubs order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and striking out 5 out of 6 guys, not putting a man on base, not even making a sweat in the midst of that inning, that's what legends are made of. So I know it's the regular season. It's game 157. Pipe down, Evan. All right, I'm piping down. All I know is that the Mets are here today with the future in their hands because Edwin Diaz has you-know-whats the size of grapefruits. That's my closer.
I like it.
That's my club. And you know
Look, all you can do is ask him to do the job that he was paid to do, and he does it extraordinarily well. What does he have this year? 3 blown saves?
3 blown saves, yes.
That's it.
He's not perfect.
No, of course not. But for the most part, he's been pretty damn good.
But the key is, here's the thing about closers. Closers are going to blow saves. Like, Edwin Diaz, before anyone uses this against me, could blow a save tomorrow night. He could blow a game against Miami. It may come at the worst time. He blew a game against the Phillies in the playoffs last year. No one's saying he's perfect. What I am saying is that the moment never gets to him. Like, if he blows a save, it's going to be because he can't control his slider. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be because he just doesn't have his stuff. What he did last night was ridiculously good. And now, let us hope that the Mets aren't teasing us the way they did in 2007 when John Main almost threw a no-hitter on a Saturday. That teasing us the way Johan Santana and the Mets did on the following year Saturday. Let's hope this leads to something. But a couple of things that need to be taken care of. Number one, David Peterson. Thank you, David. You had a wonderful first half. You were an all-star. Please return your card key and go home. Like, they can't pitch David Peterson again.
But what else are you doing? You're just throwing the kids out there? What, you're doing the piggyback? The Clay Holmes and the Sean Manaea piggyback and then the three kids? Is that the idea?
Well, I think you've got three options. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
I'm going to give you the options because I'm not just going to say David Peterson stinks, get rid of him, and not offer you a solution. So obviously the next 4 days are taken care of. Jonah Tong is going to pitch tonight. Nolan McClain is going to pitch Thursday. Brandon Sproat is going to pitch Friday. And then you have Holmes and Manaea ready for the tag team on Saturday.
So he needs a tag team.
Well, there's three options. That's one of them. I mean, absolutely. David Peterson can be a part of a tag team.
If you're going to look at the situation that was created with Clay Holmes, because obviously he had never been a starting pitcher. He is a starting pitcher for the first time this year. He's way up in innings that he's never even sniffed as a reliever. And you realize at some point he just gets fatigued, tired, worn out. It's a long-ass season. He made, what, 30 starts? Clay Holmes, whatever the number is or is going to be, you need to piggyback him.
Yes.
David Peterson's not that much different.
I think it's on the table.
121 innings was the most he'd ever pitched.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he's with 168.
As much as I'm done with David Peterson, the only thing I'd be open to is involving him in a piggyback.
With whom is the question?
Well, I think naturally it would be with either Clay Holmes or with Kodai Senga, who is still existing. Like, he's still on the planet. I know he's down in Florida throwing bullpens.
How's he doing down in Florida?
He's throwing bullpens down in Florida.
I know, but how is he doing?
How's he doing in a bullpen?
Yes.
I mean,
there's got to be some intel. His bullpens look good.
Yeah.
His bullpens look like, I don't know, crap. Who knows?
Well, here are the options.
Don't you need to know that before you make a decision?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know though, so I can pretend like I do. I have no idea. He's throwing bullpens.
Option number one
is David Peterson is involved in some kind of tag team with Clay Holmes or Kodai Senga. Option number two is no more tag teams. Mm. You split up Clay Holmes and Shamania. You give Clay Holmes a regular Saturday start. You use your bullpen aggressively, and Shamania takes the ball on Sunday. The other option is Kodai Senga. So those are the options, and I'm not suggesting any of them are good. The one thing I know, and it was confirmed last night, and it's been confirmed over the last 2 months, is that David Peterson can't literally go out there and start a baseball game like a traditional starter. He's a disaster right now. And the reason he's a disaster, we could argue. Is it him hitting his innings? Is the hip bothering him again? I have no idea. All I know is you can't pitch him. So those are the options. Which one would you go with?
I would piggyback him.
Okay.
Tag team him.
With Clay Holmes or Kodai Senga?
I kind of like the Clay Holmes, Sean Manaea piggyback. I know it only worked one time.
It worked twice.
They just didn't
score on Sunday.
Right. True. But it didn't feel like it was as effective as it was at the game we were at.
Right.
Clay went first and then Manaea backed him
up. That's because they scored like 7 runs in the first 3 innings.
This is true, but just from a pure pitching standpoint, it didn't feel the same. I would probably say with
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Senga. Even though I don't trust Senga.
Well, I don't think we trust anybody, but I think that's the predicament they're in.
The question is, do you want Senga or Peterson to start the game? That's the challenge. I think with Clay Holmes, I can trust Clay Holmes to start a game. Sean Manaea, I don't know.
Well,
that's why I want Clay Holmes to go first. It's not necessarily about how bad or good the Mets hit. It was who do you trust to start the game?
Right, right.
Clay's fine. The narrative for me in my mind on him is that by 4 or 5 innings, he's shot.
No, absolutely.
So bring in the piggyback right afterwards. I can't do that with Kodai, and I don't think now I can do it with David Peterson. So David needs to be the back end of the piggyback, but I don't know who the front end is.
Yeah, I think I would lean towards a Clay Holmes, David Peterson piggyback on Saturday, and Sean Manaea getting a regular start on Sunday.
Yeah,
either way.
If he gets just crushed.
But what if what? I mean, I don't know. These are the options that you have. I'm not saying any of them are good. Here's what I know. The next 3 days, the kids are on the mound. The kids have given you mostly good results. We know Jonah Tong had the disaster against DeGrom, but he bounced back in a very good way. Nolan McLean has been wonderful for the most part. Brandon Sproat the day after that. But if the Mets are going to win these five games, and that ensures you a playoff spot, what we saw offensively yesterday, what we saw from parts of the bullpen yesterday, not all of it, because Tyler Rogers was a disaster, is they're going to have to hit. And can they hit enough over these 5 days to make the postseason? Remember yesterday late in the show, I put a poll out on social media. It was a very simple question. I said, will the Mets make the playoffs? And it was 74% no, 26% yes, which I think represented a very accurate kind of pool of Met fans. That was the negativity going into last night. After they came back and won, I put the exact same poll up. What do you think the results are now on will the Mets make the playoffs?
60% say yes.
Not quite that.
But much better?
It's much better than yesterday, but it's still 53% no, 47% say yes.
Okay.
So I think a few Met fans moved a little bit based on last night, but I think the majority of people still have that fear. While yesterday was an incredible victory and absolutely qualifies as one of those DVD kind of wins, they got to do it five more times.
Yeah.
And they can't do it by having their defense play as badly as it's had over the last five games. They can't do it with their starting pitching getting knocked out in the second inning. They can't do it that way. They can't do it on relying on the Chicago Cubs starter to come out after three innings because he has back spasms. So I loved last night's win. And that win is either going to live in Met history if they go on and make the playoffs and go on a run, or it's going to be a fart in the wind. They got five games to determine that. But as a diehard fan, I still don't trust them. They have to continue to earn that from me and just about everybody else.
Of course. Of course. That just comes by winning. The only thing you can do is win. Nothing else matters. Just find ways to win.
Now, I want you to be honest with me.
Yes.
I'm never going to shut the game off. Tommy's never going to shut the game off. But it's 6-1. Did Tiki Barber say, this game is over, why am I wasting my time?
Yeah. And I didn't come back to it until the Mets chat.
What?
Implored me to come back to it.
It was us?
Yes. Dude, the Met chat was so depressive.
Yes, it was very depressive.
And I don't know. I hate this team. We suck. And all of a sudden, it was like, wow. I was like, oh, wait, what happened? So then I turned it back on.
I think there was a quote, gut this gutless team.
Yes.
Was actually a legitimate quote. So you check. Because here's the thing. I think a lot of Met fans last night at 6-1. Based on the disgust of the bad defense, based on David Peterson being an abomination, based on the offense doing nothing in the first four innings other than a Lindor tone-setting home run, except it set no tone, I think a lot of Met fans shut the TV off, too.
I mean...
Rich Ackerman, who does updates, admitted he shut it off.
It was hard to imagine them coming back.
No kidding.
And so when they did, it got exciting.
Did you shut it off, Sean?
No, but it was also because I wanted to see how much more pain was going to get inflicted.
That was a different way of viewing it.
Yeah, yes. But would it have mattered? If they had lost 12-1, would it have mattered?
Kind of. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be honest with the audience. The moment Soto butchered that ball earlier, I was all in for the ride. I really thought it was going to get ugly.
And you know what? I don't blame you. And I don't blame the Yankee fans who want to enjoy that pain. I was pissed at Soto. I don't want to hear about the wind. Right. I don't want to hear about it. You got to make that play.
You know what it felt like? When I saw him waffling around there doing the top spin top, I thought of a punt returner.
Yes.
Because he was lazy to the spot. I was like, get to the spot.
Yeah.
Like, get there and then find it. Don't find it while drifting around. You're never going to catch it.
Yeah.
And exactly what happened.
Oh, it was brutal.
It was so bad.
It was, sometimes.
But that's really the worst I've seen him.
Yeah, no,
I don't know if I've seen that.
I don't think Juan Soto's had a bad defensive year, but what I know is when there are bad moments, they are highlighted.
Yeah, they look bad.
That guy, and that's the story of Juan Soto and the kind of the microscope he's going to be under.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and T's apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.